This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvinda Braj
and Christine Wong.
We are asking you whether or not you still think it's appropriate for brands to be doing April Fool's jokes. You know, do you think April Fool's jokes from brands are still appropriate or appealing? Why or why not? That's a discussion that we've been having from the top of the show. We then moved on to a story that Arvid got, where we're discussing digital certification and COVID vaccine rollouts and the ability to travel interstate.
Just being able to travel again.
And we were talking about people who have or potentially receiving their COVID vaccinations and their digital certificates. And funnily enough, one of our listeners at number ending 8404 has sent us a screenshot of their first dose appointment, their first dose completed, their second dose appointment, their second dose completed, and their digital certificate has been issued. Thank you very much for sending that in. Some important information.
Round of applause for them.
And also congratulations.
Congratulations. We are slightly jealous, as some of our other listeners are saying here as well. John has said, it's fine for Mr. Jamaluddin to talk about registering for a COVID-19 jab and for governments to talk about travel after two jabs, but it does feel a little bit like nobody except politicians have had any jabs yet. Taking a jab at Kyrie there. The frontliners clearly have. And our listener there, 8404, has clearly had his as well. So, yeah, we've all got to wait patiently in line, unfortunately. It will come to us eventually. We just got to wait for it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to move on to the third and final story of the day. And actually, this is something we've been keeping. Oh, you might say we've been baking this story for a few days.
Ooh. First the take a jab thing,
I know.
You're going to get a rise out of me, Rich.
Oh. Don't get salty, like what we're talking about. Marmite. Okay, so this is a story, funnily enough, that our colleague Audrey sent over to us just a couple of days ago. And now we know that, and I'll start off with this. We know that AI is starting to become very capable. It can do a whole bunch of things really, really well. It can play chess champions and beat them. It can play Go and beat everybody who plays at that. It can create realistic faces. It can even answer the phone for you. It can pretend to be a human being for customer services. But one thing it certainly can't do and make it likable by everybody is just create something simple like a cake recipe. Right, and you might go, what? So this is coming from an opinion of somebody who says, I'll read it from them because it's almost like a dialogue, and it reads really well.
Right.
Friends, I'm not typically a picky eater, but there's something about Google's new AI-generated cake recipe that makes my skin crawl just a little bit. According to Google, the recipe came about after the company was approached by Mars, the brand that you probably know as the face behind Milky Way and Twix and all of that kind of stuff. In this particular case, Mars wanted Google to whip up something using its Maltesers candy brand, which, if you don't know Maltesers, is a UK brand. It's honeycombed, kind of sugary stuff coated in chocolate. They're delicious.
Malt.
So good. And so what they were doing, they were looking up some interesting stuff with this. And it's a UK snack, and so this company wanted to create a model and something using UK snacks. And one of the things that is quintessentially English is Marmite, right? And it's one of those things that even in England is divisive.
Yeah.
And they've even gotten Marmite themselves know this and forever have been on the marketing train of you either love it or you hate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things. Mm-hmm. And it's true. You can't just go, it's not bad. It's like either, oh my, what is this? Or please don't ever bring that anywhere. You know, don't darken my door with that stuff ever again. Mm-hmm. You've got to fall on one side or the other. Where do you fall on the side, Chris?
I love Marmite.
Right?
You know I love Marmite. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this on air a lot.
Me too. And it's one of those things that I could smear it on bread and it'd be perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not I could smear it on cake is an altogether different matter. And that's what happened when Google's AI decided to create a cake recipe. It included Maltesers and chocolates and all the good stuff that you would normally expect to put on a cake. Yet when it came to creating the frosting for the cake, it decided that you would need 1.5 teaspoons of Marmite.
Oh.
Yeah, right. So I'll just let that sink in for a little bit. So it starts out really simple. Usual stuff for a cake, self-raising flour, plain flour, baking powder, baking soda, cocoa powder, all of these things, Maltesers, crumbled Maltesers, and you're thinking, this is great. And then you scroll through, and the icing is butter, icing sugar, double cream, golden syrup, Maltesers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like,
you mean Marmite?
Wonderful. And then the final ingredient.
Ah.
Marmite.
Marmite.
And so everybody was like,
why?
Why?
Look, I am of the opinion that if salted caramel can exist, look, give it a try, right? The salt sugar combination,
yes,
not unheard of. Also, I do appreciate that Google's model went Maltesers are British, Marmite is British, this is a British cake, therefore. I love that, right? It's a fantastic example of, you know, the kind of logic that AI has, right? Yeah. But also, again, salted caramel exists. I would eat this cake is what I'm trying to say here. But
I was going to say, there's nothing that's too weird for a cake, right?
Yeah. I'd eat it.
No, I think there is, though. Right? I'm a Google... I'm a Marmite lover, right? And I would... But salted caramel works, right? Because it's caramel in itself, and caramel is sweet, and you can add a little bit of salt to that. And caramel has that kind of sweety taste. Marmite, on the other hand, is not a sweet taste.
That's the point. Also, I will say, right, looking at the quote-unquote recipe, like 99% of it is sweet things.
Right.
Having a little element of salt in there, I think, would help.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, Marmite has a very distinct flavor.
It's asking for what? Like less than a teaspoon of Marmite? Come on, man.
Just a hint.
I think that would cut through everything else.
I'm so tempted. Can someone who can bake make this? And then we can actually try it? Because that would be amazing.
I mean, we've had like chilies in chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like chili chocolates. But they're nice.
Right. You say that as a joke. But originally, where chocolate comes from, where chili come from, you know, they would have been eaten together at the time.
Mole.
Yeah, back then.
That is true.
Yeah, so that's okay. That's a bad comparison, Arvin.
I mean, I don't know. Have you ever had Marmite toast and then followed it up with Maltesers? Probably.
I could do that this weekend, though. I could give that a go.
Yeah.
It's kind of halfway getting there.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, when you're kind of half chewing and you're like, instead of swallowing, you shove, you know, a Marmite kind of. I don't know.
Experiment a bit.
I want to see this on your Insta story.
I'm going to have to do that now, aren't I?
The AI knows.
The AI knows.
No, but that's the thing. I mean, how often does AI get things wrong?
A lot.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, if you don't try it, I will. Let's put it that way, because I'm genuinely very curious about this whole Marmite frosting situation.
I don't know. I know Audrey's now sat at home giggling, going, "Here, he's English, he's going to try it." You know, but...
It's fantastic as well, because this particular story sounds like something that would be an April Fool's
prank,
right?
But it's not.
But it's not. Like, this is what the AI legitimately spat out. I think we're including a link to it, I believe, in the podcast later on.
Yes, we will. We'll do that.
Yeah.
But you might be right. I mean, a teaspoon might be... A teaspoon and a half might not be too much, so I don't know. I'm going to have to give it a go. What have I gotten myself into? Thank you very much, Audrey Raj. Thank you very much. Anyway, let's wrap up for the day, shall we? The question that we've been asking, do you think April Fool's jokes from brands are still appropriate and appealing? Why or why not? Let us know. That's what we asked. The final poll results on Twitter are...
After a quick refresh, 77.6% say no, 22.4% say yes.
Okay, and on Instagram, the final results are 64% say no, 36% say yes.
That's what we've been talking about today. We also spoke about...
We spoke about how vaccinated Malaysians may get to Cuti Cuti Malaysia soon.
And then, of course, we finished up with that story about the Google AI spitting out a cake that is frosted with Marmite and whether or not that's a good or a bad thing.
Delicious.
Only Christine's Instagram feed will let us know this weekend. Right, that's what we're done. We are going to wrap up for the day and for the week, of course. But stick around, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. London-based fintech player Wise is one of Europe's most valuable unicorns, worth around $5 billion as of July 2020. Formerly known as TransferWise, the company started with just two people swapping money to pay mortgages, but has since moved on to move billions of dollars across the world. How has its decade-long journey changed the company to more than just a cross-border payment solution platform? Where does Asia fit in the expansion plans? Tune in after the 1 o'clock news. We're going to take a break up to the news, The Strokes with The Modern Age here on BFM. Have yourselves a great weekend. Make sure you sanitize, keep your masks on, social distance. We'll be back same time, same place in a week and a bit. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.